Good morning, brothers and sisters. This morning, we will use 40 minutes to fellowship with you a very important matter concerning how to enter into the Bible and the life studies. I like to put it this way. This time, in this perfecting training, our goal is not just to release some messages for the brothers and sisters who enjoy to have some enlightenment and go home. Our burden is perfecting, is on perfecting. As I have shared in the first message, the Lord's recovery has been through 100 years among us. We are now facing an entirely new situation. Especially as I have met many new brothers and sisters, on the one hand, I'm excited, but on the other hand, my burden is heavy. The Lord's recovery has been kept by the Lord for over 100 years. But how about the fifth generation? How would you go on? That's a crucial matter. Especially in the last 4, 5, 6 years, many brothers or co-workers who have been constituted by the Lord, they have been taken by the Lord. So now the Lord's recovery is facing, you may say, facing a point of life and death. Whether or not the fifth generation, which is you, how you may inherit this recovery, how would you be, how much you are perfected would determine how the Lord's recovery will go on and be maintained. Especially concerning the purity of the testimony of the Lord's recovery, for that purity to be maintained is not easy. By the Lord's mercy, in the last 100 years, we have been kept by the Lord. You may say, a great factor is the publication. We have publications among us. Brother Ni, Brother Li, when they began their work, they saw clearly, they published. And the publications were simple, were not very complicated or difficult. I didn't know this before, but gradually, I understand our brothers purposely, this ministry purposely use very simple languages, easy to understand, easy to enter into, to express the divine truth, so that whether old or young, any people, any age can enter in. If you study some religious work in Christianity, they are mostly difficult, very difficult to enter in. Sometimes a sentence can be one page long. So our brothers have the burden that they will use simple, simplified language to express the divine truth. I believe that the Lord's recovery can be kept until today, after 100 years, can still be among us. A primary reason is that we have publications. Publication is all too crucial. In the last 26 years, Brother Li wasn't among us, but his word is still among us. His publications are still among us. So many groups, many Christian groups, after 20 or 30 years after being formed, once their leader died, then the group disbanded, disappeared, because they have nothing to maintain, the be kept in the believers. Recently, I talked to a sister who was newly saved. She told me that she was desiring she was hearing the sermons in Christianity for many years. All she did was listening to sermons. But now, after she is saved among us, she needs to study the books. She needs to speak. She had morning revival books, the life study books. She said, oh, it's so different. We say, yes, our church study. We are those who study books. Brother, sister, do not belittle this. If you don't have books, you don't have these books in 20 or 30 years, once the leaders are gone, the whole group will be gone. But today, we can still be here because this is a great testimony. It's because the Lord's word, the Lord's ministry through publication is still among us. As long as you have a heart to pursue, you can enter in. You can receive and be perfected. This perfecting training will finish tomorrow noon. All these rich messages, how much would they be in you? I don't know. I have no assurance that after you leave here, those messages will stay in you. But the perfecting is not on these 3 days or 4 days, how much you heard. The perfecting, that perfecting is short. But what we emphasize more is the long-term perfecting. We hope that after you leave here tomorrow, you enter into the long-term perfecting. That is to be perfected in God's word, in the publications, to be perfected through the publications. This is why we have a heavy burden. We like to introduce, promote, recommend to you the one of the most, the healthiest, the purest publications or food stuff, spiritual food stuff among us. That is the life studies of the Bible. Of course, this does not by no means replace the Bible. It's not a substitute for the Bible. Some accuse us, oh, you want people to read the life study and not read the Bible. That's altogether a lie. Our life studies help us, is to help our brothers and sisters enter into the Bible, to understand the Bible, to digest the Bible. So to read the life studies and to read the Bible, especially the Recovery Version Bible, these two are side by side, complementary. This is the origin of this burden. I see many of you are young ones, not just some are newly saved, some have been only saved for a few months. You may not know who Watchman is, who Witness Lee is. Especially the life studies is by Brother Witness Lee, the Lord's servant. He was raised up by the Lord. For this age, the Lord gave him this ministry of the age to meet the needs of the Lord in this age, to meet the needs of God's children. So his ministry is special. It was after having been Christian for over 50 years that he began the life studies in 1974. The first life studies training was here, right in this meeting place. The first book that he studied, 1974, that was a very special year for me. Because in 1962, Brother Lee came to the U.S. 12 years later, he saw that the first 12 years, the riches of the ministry, the release of the ministry was really incredible. The Lord's recovery really has spread. But in 1974, the Lord guided our brother to enter into the Bible, to open up the Bible book by book to God's children. So he spent 22 years to open up the entire Bible from the beginning to the end, the all 66 books. He completely opened them up. So 1974 is a turning point in his ministry. From then on, his ministry went higher and higher until it reached the high peak, until when he left us. So I'm the so-called the third generation. The first book that he opened up was the book of Romans, the book of Romans in the New Testament. The first message was on what? Was the Bible being a divine romance. Oh, I was just sitting where you are right now. And about your age, I was sitting there. About your age. I treasure it so much. The first message attracted me. Oh, the Bible is a romance. I don't know how many of you were there in that training. Raise your hand if you were there. Not many. Oh, Lord Jesus. You have missed a great opportunity. But of course, you are young. You are too young. You were not even born at that time. Even your parents were not married at that time. From that year, twice a year, every time, you know, 10 days. How long? 10 days. 3 messages a day. All together, 10 days, we heard 30 messages. You know, here we have 15 messages. So many brothers share. One person shared 30 messages. And we were all tired of hearing. 2 messages in the morning, 1 message in the evening. From 74, he spoke all the way to 84, opened up the entire New Testament. Then he put down his pen and he went to Taiwan. Every time when he began the life studies, he will revise the translation of the New Testament. So when he studied the book of Romans, the recovered version of the Romans will come out as a single volume. So each time a life study training, we will have a new translation of that book, a revised version. So in 84, all 27 of the New Testament books have been revised. The translation has been revised. Then the whole New Testament was completed. Then the Chinese version was published in 87. In 84, the whole New Testament, the life study was finished in 84 of the New Testament. Then he entered into the Old Testament. Then I think if he finished in 95, then he completed the whole Bible. Brother, sister, this is not a small thing. Our brother paid so much price. At that time, he was already 80-something. He poured out everything he had. He did not reserve anything. You know, we brothers, we feel very tired already just coordinating to speak 15 messages. One person spoke 30 messages. Not for himself. He knew that these messages are for all God's, is for the next generation. Not just for the brothers is among us, but even for Christians who are not among us. This is for all of them. In a collective word, Brother Lee said, the life studies can be considered what God has released. Is the crystallization of what God has released concerning the truth in the last 2,000 years. All the truth God has released has been put together here without mixture, without substitutes, is put here presented here in a pure way, in a pure way. 1984 messages, New and Old Testaments. In the New Testament, it's about 1117 messages in the New Testament. So this is really a classic among us. If you saw this, if you see this importance, you will treasure it. Our brother has said that the purpose of the life study is number one, to open up the truth in the Bible, explain it, explain them clearly. Number two, to answer the difficult questions in the Bible. And number three, more importantly, it is to impart the divine life into God's people through the life studies. I have heard these messages. I never regret studying any message. I have never read a message and felt, oh, depressed or felt regretful. Every message brings me the life supply, brings me the light, brings me the supply. And fourth, the life studies unveil God's eternal purpose to God's people, God's children. It's not just to understand some doctrines, but it is to bring God's people into the central economy, the knowledge of his essential economy. So this is the fourfold purposes of the life studies. So here we are recommending, introducing the life studies to you, that you must buy it first. Of course, now we have electronic version, but it's best that if you can have a physical copies, you may say it's expensive. If you know the value of these books, you will know that this is priceless. They are priceless. If I have a medicine here can keep you young, would you ask how much is this? Is it? You will say, where can I buy it? You won't care for its price. If there's a medicine that can keep you young, can give you eternal life, I can guarantee you, if you get into life studies, your life will grow. You will be constituted by the truth. You will be a functioning member in the church. I guarantee you. Guarantee you. So brothers and sisters, especially now facing you, the young ones, younger ones, you must pay the price. You must pay this price. I don't have time. Some other brothers also will give testimonies. I will just share a few points how to enter into the life study. Number one, we must have a plan. I already said how many messages there are in the life studies. You need to have a plan. How many messages a week, two or four or five or one message a day? If you are able to do that, that's great. But you need a plan. Number two, how do you read it? I have met a brother. He finished the entire life studies in 2 years. I was impressed. But he wanted to move out of the brother's house. He said, he cannot live peacefully with the brothers. He read so much life studies, but it did not help him a bit. He did not receive any benefit. You know, this time, as we recommend you to get into life study, we don't want you to get into it as reading novels or reading secular books. You need to study it as if you're studying a textbook. You need to be serious. You must have a serious attitude. Your spirit, your heart need to be adjusted. You must say, oh, Lord, I'm here to meet you. I'm here to receive you. I'm here to be enlightened by you. When you read life studies, often when I read just a few paragraph or portion, I will ask the Lord, in this paragraph, what do you want me to see? What was Brother Lee's burden here? So don't just read through it, scan through it. You must have a plan and you must read it slowly. You must read it deeply. You must dive in. Number three, don't try to be fast. We know the story of the hare, the tortoise. Eventually, not the hare, but the tortoise won the race by walking slowly. Here, we don't have a regulation for you how many messages you must read a day. It is according to each person's condition. If you can read half a message a day or read one message a week, it's good. But you must be steadfast. Steadfast. Do it steadfastly. this morning as I was looking to the Lord, I said, Lord, in this coming 10 years, it's crucial. These 10 years are crucial. It will determine where our Lord's, where the Lord's recovery will be. In these 10 years, how will we, that especially the second generation, the next generation, how would you enter in? If you spend these next 10 years, two messages a week, then you can finish the whole New Testament life studies. You can finish all the messages in the life studies. 1,117 messages. Two messages a week, you can finish the whole New Testament. That's not too great a price, not too difficult. But this will determine where we will be, where the Lord's recovery will be, how our condition will be. Lastly, this pursuit must be with companions, must be in the vital groups, in the small groups, by the way of small groups, by the way of mutual encouragement, mutual exhortation. By ourselves, we cannot maintain. But through mutual encouragement, what you start for a while, for 2 weeks, a brother or sister may encourage you, may raise you up again. So we hope that in the coming 10 years, brothers and sisters, how about this coming 10 years? Give the Lord 10 years to be soaked in the divine word, the crystallization of the divine word, the crystals of the divine word. This will be too wonderful. We will now have some testimonies from the brothers. Thank the Lord. I feel that we are so blessed to have these messages in our hands. One time, a brother, at that time I lived in Texas, he came to Dallas. He said he had a private plane. He wanted to fly me to San Antonio. Then in San Antonio, he introduced me to his cousin. His cousin in San Antonio is a very famous preacher. Every Lord's Day, there are about 8,000 to 10,000 people listening to him. So I went there not to appreciate his sermon, but that brother wanted me to go there to ask him, what is his source? So I was sitting in his office. I said, you have spoke so many messages. What's your source? He said, you cannot see. If you look at behind me, it's the Watchman's collective works. If you see behind before me, it's the life studies. This is my source. So when our brother said, the Lord's recovery, how can Lord's recovery go on? It depends on the spreading of our publication. But to have a spreading of the publications, we need to have the constitution of the publication. If you're not constituted, how can you spread it? So today, as we talk about the life studies in Anaheim, we are very in agreement with this burden. A few years ago, we already had this practice promoting the life study. So some saints have already read through all the life studies. This is very good. But this time, we felt that if it's just a small portion of saints in the church life entering in, that's not enough. So we spent several months to fellowship. We thank the Lord. When Brother Benson Phillips was with us, he often share with us that in the church life, we're not just here for Chinese speaking, not only for English speaking or Spanish speaking or Korean speaking or Vietnamese. We are one church. So we must go on together. So through much fellowship, we feel that we need to promote this among all five languages. That's not easy. So we have much fellowship. Even before we talk about life studies, we begin to promote, to read the ministry digest, a publication among us. So every week we read the ministry digest, but we also feel that we need to share this burden with the whole church so the whole church can enter in. Then recently, when our brother began to talk about the life studies, we feel that this truly is a very basic matter. We have many new brothers, sisters, when they hear this crystallization studies, they really could not understand. We understand. We don't fully understand. We understand a little bit, but the new ones, they could not understand. So when we are in the small groups, they have no idea what we're talking about. So we feel like we need to go back to the life studies. You know, our brother spent 22 years. If you study Watchman Nee, Brother Nee originally had that desire to do it, but he did not have the time. He did not have the time to do this, the life studies. But thank the Lord, Brother Lee was kept by the Lord to be in this free world, to spend so much time, so many years, to open up the entire Bible by giving us the life studies. He not just studied the Bible, but he studied the Bible in the way of life, in the viewpoint of life, so that we can continue to go on. So brothers and sisters, we really hope that we can all enter in. Now in the Church of Anaheim, we all enter in because we have much fellowship. First with the few, the serving one, then expanded that to include all the saints. We feel that if we don't see this, then the whole church, it's very difficult for the whole church to enter in. So it's after many months of fellowship, and when we begin to announce to the whole church, we even invite a few brothers, sisters, brothers to come. Those who always speak about the promotion of a publication. One is Steve, brother Steve, and brother Chen Xi, Samuel Liu, and Mitchell, brother Mitchell in Anaheim. We had a whole weekend of training to ask these brothers to help us to see the importance of the ministry. Whether you go to Russia or Europe, our spreading is all by publication, because publications is not like a wing. You know, once the wing come and go, everybody forget. But it's in their bookshelves. The books are in their bookshelf. It's on their coffee table. So they can always go back to get into this ministry, so the ministry can get into them. So now we have some concern. The young generation, it seems that they are not very clear what the life studies are. So we hope that, we truly hope, not just the Church in Anaheim, but all the churches on the earth, we can all enter in the life studies. In this way, the Lord's recovery can go on step by step, from glory to glory, from one degree of glory to another higher degree of glory. Only then can we bring our Lord back. You know, we have a hymn that said, when people say go, we are elated, excited. I would say when I read the life studies, I'm elated, I'm excited. I have four sets of life studies in my home. When Brother Lee was releasing the life studies, at that time, when the messages were given in English, we translated them into Chinese in single volume. They are folded up. We stapled them together. When I came to the U.S., I threw away all the books but the life studies. Then I bought another set of the life studies. They are all stapled together. Then I eventually have the hardbound copies of the English life studies. When I saw them, I feel so happy. I have another set. The paper copies is for me to take notes. But I say, so why? I will share my personal stories later. In North Cal, 15 years ago, we began two messages a week from Genesis. This week, we are in 1 Corinthians, message 9 and message 10. Chapter 1, verse 18 to 25. Why am I so clear? Because I'm soaking it. But now we need to do this for all the saints, not just Chinese. We need all four languages, Chinese, English, Spanish, Korean. In no cow, we need all the saints who enter in. But of course, each church is in different condition. The degree of their entering is different. On the Lord's Day, we have about 100, a little less than 100. We have English and Chinese speaking. My burden is those who are 50 and under. We have about 60% who are under 50 years old. Most of them are about master degree. You know, it's hard for them to be attracted. They are in Silicon Valley. They are all in startup company. They are busy making money. But many of them, because of reading life study, they were attracted. Now they come into the church life. In the last 15 years, there are some from Stanford, some from other schools. So don't think that the life study is easy to get in. You need some qualifications in order to enter in. We should not just read, we should also share on the Lord's Day. You need to line up in 2 minutes each in order to share. And every week we will memorize, as a saint, to memorize four verses. We have tests. Thank the Lord. We'll report to you, brothers and sisters, in Canada, how we enter into the life studies. As the brothers know that from the east to the west coast, we have a 4 hours time difference. So the east coast and west coast, we have different pursuing schedule. But this time through the fellowship, even though, because some churches are already reading the life studies, but we still hope that all churches can go on together. So beginning from January this year, the third week, we begin to enter into the life study of Matthew, both Chinese and English. Now we are now in message 55 in Matthew. Now in hand, as we review, we really see we have been blessed much. Not just the young people, not just even the young people enter in. Their schedule is a bit slower. We feel that our young people also need to be constituted. When we were young, at that time, the brothers led us to study the ministry of the word. At that time, we can read about the entering into the millennial kingdom. So if we can read that, the young people can also read the life study today. Brothers, sisters, let's all enter in together. In Taiwan, we also received a burden to enter into the life studies. About half a year ago, Brother Minoru came to Taiwan to share the burden. He hoped that all the churches on the earth will spend 20 years, a long-term endeavor, and not to read too much, but two messages a week. So each year will be 100 messages, so we can finish all the messages in 20 years. At that time, he reminded us not to do it quickly, right away, but study a book that we gave you. So we spend the first half of the year everywhere in Taiwan. We get into the messages. Then we consider how the churches should go on. Then when the brothers come together, they also consider how they can be long-lasting and not short-lived, how this practice can be long-lasting. many sense are willing at the beginning, but the question is whether or not they can continue even beyond 1 month, not to mention 20 years. So if it, whether or not it can be long lasting, that's a question. And whether or not it can be universal, because when a burden comes on, if only 10% enter in, then that's not universal. If it's for all the saints to be constituted, we must do our best to let all the saints universally to enter in. That's our goal. It's not 50%, not 40%, but our goal is 100%. All the saints will enter in. Also, they need to be constituted. Constituted is even harder. To read is not easy. To be constituted is harder. So when the co-workers come together in fellowship, we find out that among us, every morning, those who have morning revival, those who prophesy, those who have morning revival is about 70%. We have about 70% of saints having morning revival. And those who can share on the Lord's Day, if you have morning revival and also prophesy, then you will be more constituted. And we feel like if we can do the same thing with lab studies, then we will have a good result. But we have so many lines of pursuit in the church. How can we reap the result? So after much fellowship, we had the same feeling that in the church life, we need to have two lines of pursuit. First line is every morning, the morning revival, pursuing the seven feasts and for the Lord's Day prophesying. Another line, we also have daily pursuit of the life studies. So morning revival in the morning, then throughout the day is life study, sharing that in the small groups. We feel this line, this way is the best way. So now through the brothers, sisters, brothers fellowship, now the churches are entering this. We will begin this officially in the second half of this year. We may not be on the same group, the same book, but the practice will be the same. That is, we have reading the life study every day, and then the small group will come together, we'll read the verses and the footnotes, and then you will share from the life studies. That's what we will do in the small groups. Then we also will have a corporate pursuit. That's a 3 or 5 people together, 10 or 20 come together to every day to read together these life studies. We believe that this will bring in much blessing to the church.
God desires all men to be saved and to come to the full knowledge of the truth. This is the goal of the Lord's recovery. Beginning from the 1980s, Brother Lee, for this burden, he prepared two things. Number one, he recommended to us the best textbooks for pursuing the truth, for the full knowledge of the truth, which is the recovery version of the Bible and the life studies of the Bible. Number two, he wanted all the responsible brothers in all the churches to pick out the burden to bring all the saints into the pursuing of the truth. Today, if the Lord's recovery is to go on one generation after another, then we must keep the standard of the truth, to keep the absoluteness of the truth. For this purpose, the churches in Taiwan stand together with the whole body of Christ. We, with one accord, we pick up this burden of pursuing the life studies and the recovery version in a universal way. We hope that in the coming 20 years, all the churches and all the saints will rise up to run this race, to take the way of being constituted with the truth. Our schedule is not unified. Our ways are not unified, but we touch some principles which are the same, universal. First, to pursue the truth, we must do it corporately. That is, do not do it individually. It's not just you by yourself reading at home, and then we just collect the data. No, we need to pursue the truth together with companions, either in your small group, your vital groups, in your district, or the whole church. In any case, we must have companions in pursuing the truth. Only in this way can our practice be long-lasting. Number two, our pursuit of the truth, in order for it to be long-lasting, we must incorporate this burden of the pursuing of truth into our daily church life. As our brothers have mentioned, in a church life, we need to have two lines of pursuit. Number one, the line of morning revival and prophesying on the Lord's Day. We must be daily revived, getting to the morning revival or the conferences and trainings of seven feasts. That's one line. Another line is reading the life studies every day, and in a small group meeting, we read the Bible and share from the life studies. In this way, in a church life, we can go on by these two tracks, or on these two tracks, in a long-lasting way. Number three, but the least burden, is not just for us to pursue the life studies. But even more, his burden is that by such pursuit, we will enter into the Bible. For many years, we have many saints who pursue the life studies, but their pursuit, although they have read through many messages, they still do not know what the book of Romans is about. There are also others who read the Bible for many years, but they still have not yet received the riches of the life studies into their knowledge of the Bible. So our burden is that we will take 20 years daily pursue the life studies, but our goal is so that we may know the whole Bible. We hope that in the coming 20 years, we will have this twofold fruits or results. On the one hand, we will read through all the life study messages. We'll go through them systematically, gradually, step by step. We'll read through all of them. At the same time, we will also take these 20 years to come to the full knowledge of the Bible. May the Lord bless us.